Between a Lamborghini and an erection.
What?
I don't have an erection. Wait, I said that backwards. I don't have a Lamborghini, my man!
Welcome to our 100th episode. Welcome to our 100th episode of Contested Layups. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. The NBA Finals just ended. Game 6. The Toronto Raptors are victorious, the 2019 champs. And we started off the episode with a terrible joke by V. He's still laughing about it. V, you doing okay? Wait a minute.
Summary.
Yeah, I had to give everyone a summary because he said it wrong.
I said the joke 3 times, and then the mics weren't working. And then I psyched myself out. Okay.
Well, to be fair, that was a very interesting question.
Oh, interesting question.
So ridiculous.
What's up, everybody?
Team No Dick.
Team Lambo.
V's doing okay. Tim's in the background there, too. What's up, Tim?
Team No Dick.
Garnick.
Hello.
Garnick, what's up, man?
Yeah.
Remember, you can find Contested Layups on Instagram, Facebook, iTunes, Google Play.
Don't forget to check us out on YouTube for full episodes by searching Contested Layups episodes.
There you go. You didn't have your OKC Let's Go tonight, man.
No. It's inappropriate today. It's
hard. Serge Ibaka won a title.
Do it for Ibaka. Okay.
Do it for Ibaka.
That's like 4 teams ago.
Ibaka is not... Is no.
You left the Ibaka off the Thunder roster? No. All Ibaka, time dude. Thunder?
Garbage. He did nothing for us.
Man.
What do you mean? What?
Sour grapes much, bud?
They made the finals.
You know what makes me even more angry?
You know what really grinds my gears?
What grinds your gears, Raul? Tell us.
I'll tell you what grinds my gears. Vroom. That's me grinding gears.
I thought that was your Lamborghini. Because you don't have an erection.
Kyle Lowry just won a championship before Russell Westbrook. That's what really grinds my gears.
And understandable.
Paul George.
And Kyle Lowry had a phenomenal game tonight, 26-10. Let's start from the beginning. The Toronto Raptors victorious in Game 6 over Golden State, 114-110. Outscoring Golden State by 6 in the final period to take the title. In the last game in Oracle Arena in Oakland, Golden State will move to San Francisco next year. Kyle Lowry in 42 minutes, 26 points, 10 assists. Pascal Siakam, 26 points, 10 rebounds in 46 minutes for the Raptors to lead the team. And the finals MVP, Kawhi Leonard, 22 points on 7-16 shooting, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 1 block. Another finals MVP for Kawhi Leonard. Congratulations to the Raptors, man. It was a hell of a game. It was one of the best games.
They definitely earned it.
Kawhi Leonard single-handedly dismantled.
Absolutely not.
No, get out of
absolutely
here.
Absolutely not.
Agreed.
Get out of here.
It was all Kawhi.
No, it was not.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, Fred VanVleet, 22 points.
Yeah, uh-huh. DeMar DeRozan. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Obviously, Golden State had the Kevin Durant injury. Since our last podcast, Kevin Durant tore his Achilles. Klay Thompson hurt tonight with a knee issue after landing on a dunk attempt. You saw his knee kind of go in. Our doctor, resident doctor Vahid, claimed it was torn MCL. Claimed it was a torn MCL when he saw it. V, give us your synopsis. Why is it a torn MCL?
Yeah, Dr. V.
I can't even say it.
Listen,
yeah, in medical terms.
Listen, he wasn't walking off. They're carrying him off. If you get carried off, that means something happened.
He was
fine. Okay.
Nah, apparently not. They ruled him out for the rest of the game in the closeout game.
Oh, so he's done.
Rigged.
So you can just shoot a free throw.
Rigged.
For, save him for next game. Oh, wait.
There's no next game.
By the way, that's something I want. I kind of wanted to bring up is when Thompson missed game 3. They held him out as a precaution for later in the series. They kind of threw the game in game 3 that bit him in the ass, clearly. They had a chance to win.
Well, before the series ever began, they were invincible. regardless of whether Kawhi or KD plays, regardless of whether Steph Curry is all the way back.
I guess they played Portland, who was, I mean, they had an easy road. They had the Spurs in the first round, and then Nuggets. I mean, Portland wasn't the best Western Conference Finals opponent. Say that much.
Yeah, that's fair.
All right, here's but the thing.
Regardless, go ahead,
here's what's going on with the Warriors, and I was telling this to John. Klay Thompson. That's how good Klay Thompson is. It doesn't matter who else is there, but if you got Klay Thompson, not only is he going to give you on a defensive end one of the best defenders in the league, his stats out, he destroys the game sixes. He came out, destroyed in game six. If he was in that game, they would have lost. Same thing for the rest of the season. Any other, the next season, the seasons past that, it doesn't matter as long as Klay Thompson's on the team.
Yep.
And that's where they stand.
It's pretty incredible how important he is to Golden State and how fantastic he is. Hopefully, well, he'll get a max deal this year, regardless of wherever he wants to go. I'm assuming Golden State will offer him, and hopefully he stays there.
Well, let's not get into the free agency talk.
Let's focus.
Because they have a lot of very interesting questions.
There are. Let's focus on the Raptors, though. Let's get back to the Raptors. Garnick, they were your team. You picked them last year to win the title, and you were a year off. But you did pick them this year, too.
No, I didn't pick them this year.
You picked them for the series.
For the series, yeah, but I didn't have them all the way. I had no faith in the supporting cast.
Yeah.
Which is unbelievable considering how far they've come in just four series. You know, even the first series, they were kind of shaky. They lost to Orlando in the first game.
They lost, yeah, at home too.
At home, you know, and that's like vintage Raptors from last year. Kawhi pulled them to his level. It's as simple as that. Kawhi has the pedigree. He single-handedly took down a dynasty. I'm going to say it again. It's all Kawhi.
The mentality that Kawhi brought definitely affected the entire team.
Intangible Kawhi, for sure.
No doubt about it. And that was noticeable really in that Sixer series, I thought, where they were down 2-1, got blown out in Game 3 in Philadelphia, and then came back and won a tough Game 4. Kawhi had a fantastic game in that game. But that kind of set the tone for the Raptors going forward, I thought. Raul.
Yeah.
Give your opinion about the Raptors, how they played tonight, and what you thought about this run they went on.
There's a lot to say. Fred Van Vliet.
Fred Vliet.
With a V and not an F.
You've been saying
Fred Van Vliet.
Yeah, I've been saying Van Vliet this whole time. My bad. I know what you're saying about Kawhi. I know what you're saying about Kawhi and it was single-handedly on him, but I think at the end of the day, it was just as much on everybody else to step up as much as it was Kawhi holding it down and giving him that mentality and pushing him over the edge. This doesn't happen if Kyle Lowry doesn't game. He was absolutely incredible throughout the end of the Bucks series and in this whole series. And he really started playing elite level ball, just trying to find the mismatch with DeMarcus Cousins down low. He was eating him up. Yeah. And also Siakam, to do this, to be able to accomplish what he's done, it's not like he was garbage this whole finals. He's been killing it this whole finals.
Yeah.
And to accomplish what he's done in such a short amount of time, you go from being a role guy, not really being used at all in the playoffs last year. They used him a little bit, but definitely, you know, just as kind of as a third option. But
Yeah,
he was down there.
He was coming off the bench.
Yes, Kawhi Leonard definitely pushed him over. Put him over the edge, but this doesn't happen if it weren't for all those guys stepping up.
You know, Pascal Siakam only goes to his right. Did you guys know that? But he's a beast. Good, Garnick.
No, I think it's safe to say that I don't have recency bias when I say this. Kawhi Leonard had the worst supporting cast since Dirk. You know, if you think about it, that's how far back it goes. You know, you can say all you want about Siakam stepping up and Lowry stepping up last year. It was the Warriors. No flood. It was LeBron and, you know, Kyrie.
And not even Kyrie. Kevin Love.
Yeah, you're right. Kevin Love. Going back all the way to the Miami, to the Spurs, everyone. Like, this is the worst supporting cast since Dallas. And if you go back even further, I don't think so.
Since Dallas?
Yeah.
J.J. Barea.
Pager.
That's what I'm saying.
Pager. What do you mean? But that Dallas bench. Even
before that.
That Dallas bench. So
that just speaks volumes about Kawhi Leonard and his abilities. He brought everyone to his level.
He did.
Siakam, Ibaka, Lowry. He brought everyone up like 8 levels.
That's what true all-time greats do.
Yep.
That's 100% what true all-time greats do. Go ahead, B.
You guys said my point in different ways. I was going to talk about Kawhi's aura, and you talked about his trust. When they saw Kawhi start to take over at the end of the games, and they knew that if we kept the game close, it was going to be good. And then Kawhi, when he started getting hurt and he started missing games or he's sitting games because of workload management, he was like, hey, these guys are winning without me. I know these guys got this without me. And then when you put the two together, champions of the world.
He's by far the best player in the NBA right now.
The best. Because he's the next Jordan.
I think that's because you could say that Durant's hurt. It's a damn shame that Durant got hurt. Because Kawhi versus Durant would have been amazing in this finals, I thought. And the,
for sure. The fact that he gets hurt kind of renders the whole argument moot.
True.
Right. It's a damn shame.
If he wasn't hurt, I would have loved to see this finals.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It would have been incredible. But
it would have been a battle for number one.
And game six was incredible, even without Durant. I mean, that was a fantastic game. But what I was going to say, you're right. And Kawhi just, that's what he does. That's what all-time greats do, man. He is becoming an all-time great before our very eyes. It's pretty damn cool.
He wasn't in the conversation last year.
He was.
Most likely because of his injury. Yeah. But he wasn't in the top 10.
Whose conversation?
Your conversation is different because you're literally wearing a Spurs hat right now. So that's different. But for a layman, he was in the top 10 barely.
Of players in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was. And
he's
that
definitely
was,
in the conversation now.
Yeah, I don't know if he's top 10.
There's no conversation. He's number one.
He's not top 10 all time yet, but
no, he's not top 10 all time.
So
no one's saying all time.
A question I wanted to bring up is, and this is a kind of an abstract, but just take your time and think about it. I'll try to talk. Where does the Kawhi?
I'll try to waste time.
I'll try to buy you guys time. Where does the Kawhi Leonard trade rank all time? This trade for its 1 year return value, right now, and obviously we're going to need many years to evaluate the trade.
No,
but where does it rank?
No,
I don't think you do. I think this championship completely validates, and it's one of the best trades of all time. Easily. It might be the best trade ever. And I say this, and there's a reason for this. You could list trades where unknown player got traded for unknown player, like Kobe Bryant got traded for Vlade Divac. You know, I mean, well, you know who Vlade Divac was at the time, but no one knew who Kobe was. Kobe became one of the top 5 players ever. And Jerry West couldn't have predicted that. No one could have predicted Kobe was going to be that good at 17.
Happened.
It happened. Yeah, I know. But
what about George Hill for Kawhi?
You can't even say that because that's a veteran player for a rookie. You don't know how rookies are going to react. You don't know how they're going to play in the NBA and how their bodies are going to react. When you trade a veteran for a veteran and then this happens where that veteran takes your franchise from kind of the depths of a mediocrity in a sense to an NBA championship in 1 year, that's one of the best trades ever. I think it ranks up there with the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar trade where he got traded to the Lakers and Lakers became a dynasty.
That's exactly where I was going to go with this.
That I think is one of the few trades that compare to this. I was thinking maybe Pau Gasol, maybe KG, but I think
nothing close to this.
I think this trade, the effect that it had on the franchise prior to where it was, Before this trade, is just heads and tails above everything. Go ahead, B.
Well, just like that trade for Kobe, that trade made a difference for a long time.
It did, yeah.
So as far as the trade having the biggest effect, I don't think it's towards that. I think it's actually more towards, it's one of the ballsiest trade for a team owner or team manager to make. Because you just put everything on this one guy.
Yep, completely.
And you know you have a chance of losing him. Nobody's ever done that. That's like a ballsy. That's not like, hey, we're going to take a chance on this guy long term. That's like.
Paul George did that. That was the same thing, except it didn't pay off.
Yeah, Paul George was garbage, though, right, Raul?
And I said this on the podcast last year, and that was, I did say this, is that the Paul George trade, because he resigned, that allowed Masai Ujiri to make this trade. He was like, hey, Paul George was signed with the Thunder, and they took a gamble. Everyone thought he was going to the Clippers. I mean, even though Paul George, sorry, Raul, he didn't deliver a championship, still, he was very effective, and he wound up staying in Oklahoma City. Masai Ujiri saw that and decided to pull the trigger. And that's credit to Sam Presti, that he kind of set the precedent. Would you agree?
The precedent.
The precedent.
Hey, Eddie, if you're going to talk about things you said on other episodes, let's talk about let's talk about the fact that on another episode I said the Raptors were going to win before the even season started. Thank you.
Why you started talking like that, man?
Switch happy as talk like Eddie.
Jesus.
You win. Season?
Yes.
He did.
Speaking of season and seasonings, how is it that Kyle Lowry does not have his sponsorship from Lowry Seasoning Salt?
Tim makes a great point. Kyle Lowry.
Or if he had his own season salt and just confused everybody.
Did you know that?
Lowry's. Oh, man. Can you get me some Lowry's? Oh, man. You got me the wrong one.
Because Lowry's is spelled differently. Kyle Lowry.
I got a question for Raul.
All right. Seasonal seasoning experts.
Speaking of Kyle Lowry.
Yeah.
Lyle Cowrie.
You hated Kyle Lowry so much.
I did.
So many times.
I do.
How do you feel about him now?
I think the way that I feel about him, you might have heard from the beginning of the show, I can't believe Kyle Lowry has a championship for Russell Westbrook. He finally stepped up, man.
Yep.
After really all this time.
That's
has to be this time.
That's all mentality. That was a shift in his mentality completely. Would you agree?
I would agree.
Yeah, man. That's crazy. That DeMar DeRozan.
I looked at me and I was like, yeah, I agree.
DeMar DeRozan would... DeMar DeRozan's mentality of kind of being a goof, you know, that was what the Raptors were for years.
I wouldn't call him a goof.
Well,
more like a choker.
Yeah.
Does Kyle Lowry have a new best friend?
People let me tell.
Maybe.
You think he's gonna stop talking to DeMar?
Oh, like that. He's just gonna, oh my
like,
god.
He's gonna start being like really buddy buddy with Kawhi.
What?
Best friend.
Yo, Kyle, who is that? Oh, it's nobody. Look at the caller ID. It's DeMar DeRozan. 7 missed calls and
one of the more underrated trades of this season, though midseason, is the Marc Gasol trade for Valanciunas. Easily another ballsy move by Masai, acquiring Gasol midseason, not knowing how he's going to fit in incredibly seamlessly, and it sent Serge Ibaka to the bench. Ibaka was starting for like the entire year, and it kind of got Ibaka to the bench, put Gasol in the starting lineup, but then Ibaka clearly responded with his best playoffs of his career.
Yeah.
Do you think Mike Conley is just crying right now? Because it could have been him.
I think a lot of people are crying right now.
Yeah, Valanciunas.
A lot of people DeRozan. Are crying right now.
Yep.
Bertans.
Jakob Poeltl.
Yeah, Poeltl. Dwayne Casey.
Okay, Dwayne Casey.
Yeah.
Hey, I have another question.
Vince Carter.
Dwayne Casey or Mark Jackson? Who set their teams up better?
No one cares because they don't have chips.
No, I know. Hey, I know. But
Mark Jackson easily, hands down.
Well, the Raptors just won the ship, though.
That's fine. That's because they got the best piece after Dwayne Casey left. It's not about the setup.
Dang.
Okay, fine. I thought it was a better question in my head.
Nope.
Sorry, guys.
Nice try.
Get him. Right,
next question.
Oh, get out of here.
Next interesting question.
Get out of here.
But again, congratulations to the Toronto Raptors winning in six.
The second T is silent.
Let's go to the Warriors now. Let's talk about their shortcomings tonight. Draymond Green had 8 turnovers and a triple-double.
This guy was awful all series. I couldn't stand watching him on the floor.
Yep.
Does anyone else think that the timeout thing deserves a lot more attention than it got?
Which timeout?
The timeout?
In game 5?
No. The most least recent time.
The technical.
Yeah, with 0.9 seconds remaining.
What can you do? Yeah. All three of them called timeout. All three of the players on the floor called timeout.
You're going to somehow flip that ball up from the ground in 0.9 seconds.
It's been done before.
I know, but it's still so slim that it doesn't make a difference. It's not like there was that much time left. It's a 1 in a billion shot.
It wasn't just Green. It was all of them.
Iguodala, you have to know the Green. Situation there. Like, regardless of how much time is left, all of them had to have been reminded of it.
Yeah, and you have to remember the situation. When Kawhi says, lay down, you stay down.
Just true.
No, man, he earned his day.
The Warriors, though, John. Let's start with John here. What happened tonight?
They shot themselves in the foot. Easy.
Too many turnovers. 16 turnovers. Oh,
the Plaxico Burress.
Ah, yes.
Yep, that's what they did, except they did it multiple times. And injuries didn't help, of course, but you know they didn't lie down to the Raptors. You know, they gave it their best effort, and a few costly mistakes cost them the championship.
The green turnover when he had Kyle Lowry posted up and tried to draw a terrible foul. That was bad. And Green with another errant pass to Quinn Cook, who was in the corner and not even close to open.
There were some mental mistakes made by both teams late on.
The Danny Green turnover. That really, that's true. Too. Yeah.
Gave Warriors a chance to win the game with 11 seconds or something like that. That was a big, big mental brain freeze.
I kind of have to question the play. Like, why is there not one going towards the basket? You only need 1 point to win that game.
Yeah. Yeah, I found
you need a basket. So I found that weird. Like, why are we trying to shoot that three?
Yeah.
But that's a very valid point, John.
But then again, if you're going to tell me that the game is going to come down to Steph Curry hitting a shot that he is an expert at, and he's one of the best. It's the shot. The game is going to come down to one of the best shooters in NBA history, and the best shooter in the league, and it's going to come down to an open shot. And if you miss it, then you know, then you lose. But if you make it, you win. I'd be like, all right, I'll take my chances.
I'm not disagreeing with that.
I'll disagree with that. I think that's in that situation. If you're Steve Kerr, you have all the spacing in the world. You can get a better shot. I mean, that was at best like a 40% proposition.
I don't know if they had all the spacing in the world though. Thompson's off the floor. No Durant.
Just because you have Steph Curry alone.
No, I definitely think they could have gotten a better shot. But if that's the shot that it came down to, and that's the person who's shooting it, then you're kind of
I'm okay with it. I'm not going to bash it. I'm just saying.
Okay. Nick Nurse actually went through this with the Andre Iguodala shot after that game. He was like, well, we have Iggy. He's open. If that's the person who it comes down to, we'll accept that. And now it's with Andre Iguodala. But, like, I wouldn't accept that same shot with Steph Curry.
Yeah.
And that's what they got.
DeMarcus Cousins set a great screen on the weak side action. Got Curry wide open. Or open for his standards.
Open for his standards would be
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but you're Steve Kerr.
Yeah, right? That's
the Steve Kerr play from the Bulls days, you know? Just get it to, like, some it's true. Rando.
Just get on the court yourself, Steve Kerr.
I'm serious. Just get, like, the fifth guy.
I'm with Garnick on this one a little bit. Is that, you know, you have game six. You're down 3-2 in the series. You need a basket. You don't need to make a turnaround three-point shot. I get that he can make that shot, but in that situation, with everything that's on the line, you got to make a smarter basketball play over hero ball.
Before that play we were talking about, there should be some Brad Stevens / you know, out-of-bounds play where they have something cutting with the backdoor cut toward the basket. We were talking about it.
Yeah.
And I see how a Steph Curry tray wouldn't make sense necessarily, but like it's still a Steph Curry tray.
Yeah, I mean I'm not bashing it. It's like if anybody got it.
No, I think Kerr was probably thinking that he has to have Cousins on the floor. And if they are up by one, they're gonna run a high pick and roll with Cousins to get an easy shot to win the title. I think that actually came into his thought process where, hey, let's get a three here. Let's go up by two. So if Cousins is on the floor, then if they shoot a two, at least it'll be tight and we'll go to overtime. I actually think that came through Steve Kerr's mind.
But how? When they had no timeouts either.
Exactly. So if they make one, if they make a two, they're up by one. The Raptors come down. If they make a quick, say they make a quick two with 6 seconds left. Okay. They get the ball down. A screen and roll with Gasol and Kyle Lowry. Lowry on Cousins, who destroyed him all series. Right, Raul?
Yep.
You're going to get an easy basket right there. That's going to be an easy look, and the series is over there. I think Kerr was in the right in the sense, go for three. You with the best shooter of all time, if you get him open, yeah, you have that opportunity, and if he makes it, you're up two with Cousins going down the floor. Okay, then we can live with it if they make it two. Just because DeMarcus just run them off the three-point line, and then if they make it two and we go to overtime, we're okay with that.
Plus, yo, we the Warriors. We don't care, dude. We're going to go out with a bang.
Yeah,
we're going to go out with a bang. No, if if we hit this, then we're going out with a bang, and then if not, then like whatever. It is what it is. Yeah, yo, whatever happened, like everything that happened in the Warriors during the playoffs, everything in the season, everything during the regular season, all that stuff.
Let's get it right.
Let's just get it. Just get it right now. If we hit it, then yo, that's what we do. We're the Warriors, baby. If we miss, well, it was a good season.
Yeah, and you're right in that sense too. That's kind of what's gotten there. That's how they've gotten to this point where they don't give a shit about what's going to happen. They're going to go on crazy runs because they have all the confidence in the world in their players.
Yeah, but not if you have Durant out and Thompson out. You just go for the sure thing.
I do think it did come into play though with what he was thinking about Cousins. If Looney was healthy, fully healthy, I think Looney plays at that point because Looney can set just as good of screens and then roll the basket. But I just don't think Looney could lift his arm. That was kind of a deterring factor too.
Clearly could not for like the last 3-4 games.
Yeah. Shout out to Kevon Looney, dude.
For real. Shout out to Looney Tunes, beast. Man.
Man, they better keep him around because that guy is. Man.
All right, now here's another interesting question.
We gotta drop this.
No.
I'm kind of over it.
So many players are up for the Warriors this off season for contracts. Off-sa? Let's talk about it.
This off-sa.
Are players for this team going to be willing to accept less than the max to keep them together? Potentially for Kevin Durant has done it. He's done it in terms of getting Iguodala signed again, getting Livingston a deal. I don't think Durant should do it. I mean Durant is a whole other issue, but will a player like Kevon Looney be willing to accept less? Will a player like Klay Thompson be willing to accept less for them to stay together? And if they're healthy, titles are still a clear. They're still in the title picture.
I think they do, but mainly because Klay Thompson is going to be the first guy that they go after to make sure that they re-sign, and I think. He should be the number, you know, the priority before KD, in my opinion. So once the other guys see that Klay is willing to come on board and they still got Steph and Iguodala, you know, all those guys, I think they'll stick around.
Yeah, anything, John?
Same. I think it kind of, I don't want to say injuries are a blessing in disguise, but
clearly, they just won the chip again.
No, but I'm just saying, you know, I think they'll find a way to keep him around. Hopefully, that culture that they build is strong enough, you know, to withhold, like, say, we can't give you that much, Kevon, but you're guaranteed to win the chip every year.
Or you're guaranteed to compete. And,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what they're they're using more as an attraction, I guess.
There's no way Looney sticks around. I don't see it at all.
He's restricted. And
regardless, this is a free agency situation. They can only afford to sign minimum wage guys at this point. It will be a reach for them to match an offer that someone's going to throw at them. It's probably going to be 3 years, 20 million. They can't afford that. And I know it's peanuts on NBA salary scale, but they have 4 max guys effectively. I think you have to throw a max at Thompson. I really do. Because if you don't, that's disrespect.
Yeah.
Yep. And everyone else is throwing him the max. Yes, it's a slightly different max, but it's a max nonetheless.
Even if he tore his ACL tonight.
Okay, that's a different question. I don't believe it's an ACL. I think it's an MCL.
Thanks, doctor.
Get it.
Which is half the time frame. But regardless, these guys, KD, Thompson, they're max level despite missing a year.
Yeah.
Someone's going to throw both of them a max. And KD, that's a separate topic. I guess we'll get to it later. So I'll save it for marriage.
Save it for marriage.
Thinking about what DeMarcus Cousins is going to do, it would be a good call to re-sign.
For DeMarcus?
Yeah.
For
DeMarcus.
Okay.
And the thing is, like Garnick says, they can't give him DeMarcus to max after KD.
No, they're not going to give him the max at all.
So here's...
You said there's right 4 now. Max, though.
No, Draymond Green's a max.
They gave Draymond the max.
Next year. Here's what I'm saying.
What? Hold on. Bigger issue. You guys think Draymond Green's worth the max?
Absolutely.
On that team, he is.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Will he get the max somewhere else?
No, I don't think they're going to offer him the max.
Well, I hate these arguments. Let's not go.
My initial question was, will these guys be willing to take lesser deals to stay with this culture, stay with this team? Because this team didn't win the title this year, and they were so injured that it kind of gets them hungry to come back for another opportunity to win. Are they going to, or Kevon Looney, will Klay Thompson, obviously 100% should get the max, but will Kevon Looney take less? Will KD opt out and take less that he's done already?
KD's opting in.
Hold on. Go ahead, B.
No, go ahead, Garnick.
KD's opting in. How do you opt out right now?
I know. All right. But
yeah. I'm trying to see where the scope of this question is. Yeah.
So what I'm alluding to is
everybody but the max.
No. Is the Spurs. Is your boys the Spurs. That's what they did for years. Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, Tim Duncan always took less than what their market value was because they wanted to win. That's what I'm saying. Shout out to Tony Parker. Just retired this week. 18-year career. Great job, Tony Parker. That's partially why I brought this up. Go ahead, V.
I saw an interview when they were talking to Klay Thompson, and Klay Thompson said that when it comes to the contracts, like, he would be willing to take a little less to make sure everybody's happy.
Right.
And it's possible that he takes less, but like, even if he takes less, it's still not enough. Everybody would have to take less, and I don't see DeMarcus Cousins or whoever you want to sign taking less. KD's getting the max. These guys are getting the max because they're filthy.
Oh, I wouldn't even put DeMarcus in this conversation right now. I don't think he did enough to get the max.
No, DeMarcus isn't a max player, will he seek a contract to stay with this culture? Will you seek a contract with the Warriors to stay with the Warriors that's less than what he might get in the market?
It depends. It completely depends on the types of offers he gets.
I personally think DeMarcus should stay on the Warriors, but I think he's not going to want to stay on the Warriors anyway, because it just, to me, it seems like DeMarcus wants to be the man somewhere. And he wants to try and go get paid somewhere. And I just feel like after this series, I'm gonna wind up hearing some blurbs. Oh man, they should have got me the ball more. Oh, I was behind Andrew Bogut and Kevin Looney, and I stepped up and whatever. You know, like those little blurbs of how he thinks he deserves more. I just feel like DeMarcus is gonna. That's gonna happen.
I don't know about.
And I don't think he's I don't think he's fully bought into the championship culture yet, because he just wasn't a part of it that much. So I don't think it affects him as much as like a Kevin Looney or a
Kevon.
Kevin Looney. Kevin DeLooney.
Kevin
Van Fleet. Kevon Looney. And the other guys who are up for it or whatever. So I don't think DeMarcus is... One, I also don't think that DeMarcus is a max player. I didn't think so. I didn't think that this was going to do anything for him. I said that like a while ago.
But if he had a good showing, he would get $20 million a year.
Yeah.
I think that next year with KD out is a better showcase for him.
I agree. Yeah. I completely agree. He should stay.
Yeah. And that's kind of what I foresee happening. I see some guys kind of taking less. Another 1 year? Not just 1 year. I don't know if Klay Thompson might take a hometown discount to keep the band together. Even though he's clearly worth Steph Curry money in my opinion. I mean he's just as valuable as Curry.
It could be another situation where KD takes it for like a year, and DeMarcus takes it for a year because now they're coming back from injury and they're like, hey, let me just be comfortable and come back. And you guys aren't going to give me a timeline to come back. You'll let me rest. You guys will be fine. And then when that season's done and I am back again, I can compete for a championship again, because that's just right back.
Okay.
So I can see that happening.
John, you got...
No.
I thought you had, John. All right. It's a good little tangent right there. I thought it was...
Great little tangent.
Oh yeah, and then it doesn't matter because Kawhi Leonard doesn't care.
Is Kawhi Leonard staying in Toronto?
Now there's a hot take right there. By the way, before we get to that, Andre Iguodala 22 points tonight. Shout out to Andre, had a great game.
Yeah.
Is Kawhi Leonard staying in Toronto? Yeah, I think there's no question he stays in Toronto. Actually, How could he leave? He just won a title.
He's the king of the country. He's the king of Canada.
Yeah.
Like, it's not only Toronto. It's everybody in Canada.
Raul, here you go.
He's the true king of the north.
I think Kawhi's going to stay, but only because they won the championship. I think even with them making the Eastern Conference Finals, that wouldn't necessarily be enough. Just judging from what he would say, he'd keep it very vague. He'd always say, "Oh, I just want to be on the best team. I just want to, you know, win games and whatever." So,
these guys.
So with that being said, with them winning the championship, they're essentially the best team in the league. So now he's not going to leave the best team in the league.
V, you are now unleashed.
Gone. I'm already bored of this in Toronto. Already done that. Yo, gone. I want to go ball in LA right now, and I want to get paid the max, and I want to rest when I want to, and I want to play with LeBron or Lou Williams, because me and Lou Williams are going to have four chicks. It's over. It's done. Why do you think you would stay? This is done. I'm so bored here.
This Toronto, is too easy.
Toronto, here. Thanks. Hey, I like you guys. You guys are cool. Who wants to stay in Toronto? I have two championships with two different teams. I'm about to go to LA and get a third from my hometown, and then I'm going to call my grandma, see where she's from, get one for her.
Grant, what do you think?
I have to tell you this story about...
Oh, lay the story on, Stan.
When I had to do some yard work, and I recruited my 6-year-old daughter to help me. Well, she found what I assigned her to do to be somewhat hard, and she complained about it a lot. She said, "Daddy, this is hard. I don't want to do this." And I said, "Yeah, it's hard. Isn't it great?" And she said, "No, I like easy better." And I told her, "Why? Easy's boring. We don't need that shit in Toronto. Go to LA. Let's do this again for the Clippers. Put Clippers on the map. Forget the Lakers. We're doing this.
Let's go.
That was a pretty excellent story.
That's what's up.
Did you do that on purpose?
No.
It's real.
Did you set Olivia up so you could tell the story on the podcast?
No, I did not do that.
Okay.
It just came to mind because the punchline is easy is boring. And that was easy.
Too easy.
That was easy bored. Without Durant and Thompson.
That was easy and by far the worst supporting cast of the last 100 years.
It's easy and it's finished. Thanks.
It was easy without Durant and Thompson again.
So bored.
And Looney hurt.
They were fortunate.
They were.
He never liked Mike Myers. He's not that big a Jim Carrey fan. He's done.
I mean,
it's Ryan Reynolds.
To their point, it's not like he cares that they were fortunate or if they're not. I mean, either way, you're still gonna beat me. You're still gonna have to beat me. You're still gonna have to see me again.
I am the team.
Yeah,
I am the god.
Wherever I play, that's gonna be who you're gonna. You know.
All right.
So, I mean. Yeah, I see what they're saying.
Be right back.
And if it's boring, and Kawhi, like he always says, is a fun guy.
He's a fun guy.
Why would you be in a boring situation?
I don't know. It seemed pretty cool in Toronto where the entire country was yelling for you. And Drake's on the sideline all the time. And you know Kawhi loves Drake.
No, I think he likes Kendrick a lot more.
Will Drake make a happy song?
I also think Kawhi likes breaking hearts a lot more because he's so cold on the inside. It was just, oh yeah, Canada, oh yeah, his championship, I'm gone. Goodbye.
That's crazy. They just rented him. He's like, oh man. Yo, you need a rental? A 1-year rental? What, you need an extra guy? Oh, yo, get me in. I can hoop. They just get in there and they just win the championship.
That's what's up.
All right, guys, I gotta go back to my real team now.
Thanks, I'm gonna go get paid.
Rides off into the sunset. They still love him every time he comes back to Toronto.
Oh,
do you still love
standing ovations?
Standing ovations.
Does then if Kawhi does leave, what happens in Toronto? Do they blow it up?
No, they're
no. That's too far, man.
They're gonna
many tangents.
No, what's gonna happen in Toronto. They're gonna think that they're good enough without Kawhi, and then they're not gonna be. And they're just going to
make Jimmy Butler.
They're going to make it
exactly.
The second round.
They'll bring somebody in who they can kind of fill it in. That's like another DeMar DeRozan.
Jimmy on the
draft?
That would be sick, though.
Oh. Jimmy's revenge?
Jimmy's revenge.
What, dude?
I could see it. Oh, I could totally see it.
That would be nasty.
Yeah, that's the person you go to if Kawhi walks away. That would be nasty. Oh, man. Who else would you go to now?
If Kawhi leaves? Yeah, it's got to be Butler.
Bojan Bogdanovic.
Well, yeah, that's
from the Pacers. The Pacers, baby.
Reach.
Let's go.
Reach.
I don't know.
Reach.
Isn't he the new Gallinari?
The new school.
Get out of here. Shut up.
Go away.
All right. Well, that was a nice little section there, too. Let's go over Kevin Durant. Let's talk about this guy.
Who's that?
Kevin Durant got injured. Tore his Achilles in Game 5. Unfortunately, one of the worst injuries ever. Is it the worst injury in NBA history for the time and the length of the injury?
What?
Yeah,
I think it's like 15th.
Yeah, I gotta say, like,
it's like the 15th worst injury
ever. No, Kevin Durant's...
And I'm gonna name all the 15 before.
All right.
Maybe you could ask, like, what the significance of this injury.
John Neely.
John,
seriously, what is the significance of this injury?
How it affects the rest of the league?
Yeah, future implications of this injury.
Yeah.
Well, start with what Durant does in the offseason. What does he do?
He buys a Kawhi Leonard poster.
Oh my god.
He puts it on his wall and he stares at it every day when he's coming back.
While he's
drinks Gatorade.
What's Kevin gonna do?
I think he opts in. He has that option available to him because he's afraid of what he'll get on the open market. Unless he gets a promise that someone will pay him the max 4 to 5 years, which is not something he's been doing the last few years.
I think he can only sign for 4.
Yeah, you're right. That's what I meant.
Okay.
Yeah, if someone gives him a 4-year deal at, what, 200, he'll probably take it. But I don't know if he's going to get that now.
Would you pay him that,
considering his age? He's not a spring chicken anymore, Etty.
And he's coming back. He's coming back off the worst injury you could have, period.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, he's coming back off a major Achilles tear, missing the whole next year, and then he's not. The next actual basketball he's going to play is October 2020.
Yep.
Like, that's crazy, man.
No, that's not true. I saw a chart somewhere where they were showing the last, like, 10 people that had the Achilles in the NBA.
Yeah.
And how many each one missed. How much time each one missed.
Yeah.
Like, the low end was like 220. DeMarcus was on the high end. He was at like 320.
Well, I guess it depends what Kevin wants to do.
Well, 220, if you think about it, from now, that's roughly February, March.
Of next year.
Yeah, of next year, yeah. It depends.
And that's best case scenario, obviously.
It depends on the situation, I think, too. You know? Kind of like DeMarcus. I mean, DeMarcus was able to kind of ease his way back. Will Kevin be able to ease his way back? Depends where he goes. Depends what happens, I think.
I think he opts in.
You think he opts in too, yeah.
I think the Warriors owe him that time. You know, for him sacrificing his body in, what, Game 5?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you owe it to that guy to recover and let him have that time in your gym. To rehab.
You're going to at least pay for my rehab.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and some. I mean, I think he opts in too. He's not going to get offered DeMarcus Cousins deals like DeMarcus Cousins was last summer, where it was a 2-for-40, I think, from the Pelicans. He's Kevin Durant. This guy's a top 10, top 15
player
ever. No
one will give him a 2-year deal because you're basically paying 40 for one.
Right. But I'm just comparing the situation where DeMarcus Cousins... Boy, is good. He's an all-star. Kevin Durant's a Hall of Famer. Kevin Durant's an all-time player.
Kevin Durant is going to treat next year, if he does opt in, the same way DeMarcus Cousins treated this past year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yep.
Yeah, but he sets the price because he's opting in. It's already at 30-plus, 35-plus.
Vegan, what do you think? What do you think Kevin does?
Man, what if somebody offers him something nasty, though?
Yeah, that's
I mean,
saying.
there's a chance that the Warriors offer him something nasty.
Yeah, the Warriors could. Yeah,
they could. They shouldn't.
They shouldn't.
But
they shouldn't. But realistically, who would?
The Knicks. The Knicks would.
Knicks would.
The Knicks for sure. They're dumb. The Nets. They're not dumb, but they're desperate. And the Nets would
know.
Too.
I don't know. I feel like if he goes somewhere else, then they would. Then that team would try to rush him back, and I don't think.
No. Because if you tell him you would give him 4 years for 180 or whatever we're going to go at, what the going rate is, yo, take that first year off. We already know what the deal is. We saw it happen.
Yeah.
I just saw you do that, like, in HD. I was like, damn. So chill for a year. Do what you got to do. And then 2-3 years, by that time, hopefully we can figure out how to build a team around you.
Yeah, we sign you now. Next year, we're going aggressively after Davis since he's a free agent.
Yeah, there you
That's
go.
That's a game plan for the next right
there. It definitely is. And then you draft Barrett. Barrett. There you go. Don't trade for Davis right now. Raul, what do you think? What do you think Katie does?
It's tough.
I don't know.
I mean, you know what? He's leaving.
There you go.
Yeah, he's leaving. Go to the Knicks. I think the Knicks are going to be desperate enough and make that offer because their reputation for basketball is so shot.
Terrible.
And you can definitely, you know, stand to have, even if Kevin Durant doesn't play for the year, he'll still be the face of your franchise for that year.
Yeah, for sure.
And if I'm the Knicks, I wouldn't mind paying for that.
Shit, like, they need some attention.
And on the front buy off season tickets, and just on because he signed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And
yeah.
on the front of 2K, Knicks.
Yeah.
Bang. KD jersey, bang. Front of 2K, Knicks. Yeah. Free advertising.
I mean, Durant jerseys would sell left and right. It would be going crazy.
Yeah.
So I think it makes a lot of sense for the Knicks to make a very aggressive offer because I do think that the Warriors are going to make an offer too.
Yeah.
And, but I think he's going to go to the Knicks.
I see him opting in, actually. I agree with you and John. All right, let's
I think Garrick has a point.
What's up?
Not a point, but I want to ask you guys an interesting question.
Interesting questions. Let's go.
This is the last time I'll ever say that phrase.
Go on.
The draft is in a week. What are the Bulls doing?
Why are we switching that?
We have to. It's the last episode before a draft.
We got
to
talk about the draft.
Next time you all sit down at a table,
yeah, you're right.
There will have been a trade.
Okay. There was a rumor that... Bulls were they're going to be a third team in the Anthony Davis.
Oh my goodness!
Man, rumors.
Anthony Davis trade the Lakers, Pelicans, and Bulls. The Bulls were going to give up the 7th pick in Zach LaVine, and Davis was going to go to the Lakers. The Bulls were going to receive the 4th pick, Solomon Hill, and who else? I think that's it. No, it's fourth and Lonzo Ball. That's right. Lonzo Ball and the Pelicans get LaVine. What's so funny, dude? You all right, man?
I'll tell you later.
All right, man.
I don't want to do it. I'll do it after the show.
Okay. the Lakers get... Pelicans get Zach LaVine, Brandon Ingram, Kyle Kuzma in the 7th pick, I think it was. Kuzma might not have been involved, but that was the rumored deal. What do you think, V?
Get Zach LaVine out of here.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Eddie, I understand. You wrote an article about him. You love right. him.
You have the special bond with
you guys,
him.
I feel it. Eddie, I feel your love. I felt like that for Peja for so long. I understand. Me and Manu Ginobili, I'd die for him, okay? But at some point, you got to realize that Zach LaVine is going to be Zach LaVine, and he's good. He's a good NBA player. But we are not in the need of a good NBA player. We need great NBA players.
Oh, Lonzo Ball, yeah.
And Lonzo Ball is going to become better than Zach. He'd do more in a game than Zach LaVine will.
Okay.
Just because he can score points doesn't mean Lonzo Ball plays good defense. And we're going to get a 3rd pick, which is one of only
4th pick, man. So that's a huge deal. If it was a 3rd pick, you could justify it. If you're getting R.J. Barrett's a beast.
I'll take a 3-team draft.
No.
I'll take a 4th pick for Zach LaVine.
Okay. Easy.
This is insane.
Easy.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Yeah, man.
You were like, thank you. I appreciate you not dunking as much as I thought you were going to in a Bulls jersey.
Okay. He averaged 23 points a game, and you just wanted to just give him up for a guy who you don't know. Okay.
I'm with Eddie on this.
This makes absolutely no sense.
I'm not Zach LaVine's biggest fan. But
I'm not. I love Zach LaVine. That's a trade. It's the value of the player, dude. It's you're giving up a 20-point score for an unknown dude. What? Who the hell does that?
Whoa, what are we doing? We're not doing anything. We're near the bottom of the league.
Talking about practice.
Near the bottom of the league. So why not?
Yeah, why not take a chance?
Why not take a chance? Seriously, we've seen it with Zach LaVine. I don't like the guy. He's not that great of a player.
Okay. Trade him. He's ugly.
Why don't you like him?
No, don't go there. No, this stops here.
We've already had multiple pods about why we don't like Zach LaVine.
All right, okay.
Just looking at the trade, at face value, it doesn't make sense for the Bulls. I'm not a huge Zach LaVine fan. This trade does not make sense for the third pick. It makes sense.
Exactly. The third pick makes a ton of sense.
They would have made that trade.
If the Bulls get the third pick, I'm actually for it. Because now you're getting a legit player in it. Everything after three, you have no idea what's going to happen to any of these guys.
Either way, I would like to see the Bulls try to move up. If they have to trade LaVine, then, I mean, I don't know, I guess find a better offer than that. But either way, for the draft, I don't want to see them get a seventh pick. If they can move up wherever, regardless of what they're giving up, then fine. Dude. Like, yo, don't give me another seventh pick. I just don't want to watch the draft and watch this draft another
number. They're getting two lottery picks.
No, they're not. They're giving up their seventh pick to get the fourth.
Nobody's giving up anything. These are just rumors.
No, for that proposed trade, they're giving up the seventh pick to get the fourth. That's a problem too.
I'd still want to move up. I don't like the guys around the seventh pick. If they can get who they want at four, let's go get them.
I mean, we could try to move up without moving LaVine, though, because I do see what Eddie's saying. If I don't have to give up LaVine to try to move up instead of trying to get a fourth, maybe you get a fifth and you don't have to offer LaVine, then I'm all down for that, too.
I'm giving you 100-1 odds that they will not move up into the top two. And that's the only move that I would be okay with. But they just don't have the capital to trade into the top two.
Right, yeah. There's no chance.
And three is meh.
Three is... Barrett is, I think, a solid NBA player.
That's fine.
He's good. But
he's not a sure thing.
I mean, whatever... We don't even need draft picks. Whatever you want to do to get Zach LaVine off this team.
Yeah, man. I'm with that.
I like it. Listen, I like Zach as a basketball. He's not terrible. But just... it's just not going to happen. I just don't see him being a piece. I don't know where his NBA career is going to lead him.
Yeah, but maybe you could wait on that, and then you wait on the season, and maybe you could trade LaVine for a good veteran player, depending on how he pans out. You know, like, he is a 20-plus point scorer. You'll probably be able to get better than just moving up a couple draft picks.
Exactly. If you're getting a top 10 to 15 player, sure you trade Zach LaVine. If you even get the third pick, I'm okay with that. I'd be fine with it. But the fourth pick sucks. It's the worst possible spot in this draft.
Yeah, it's like being on the bubble in poker.
It is. Exactly. It's a terrible spot for the Bulls to be in. You guys are just haters. That's all. I'm convinced. Get rid of Zach LaVine. Eddie likes him. Hey. Pussies.
No one said that.
Do it again.
No, I can't. It was a one-time deal. Sorry, guys. But it, in terms of what's going to happen in the draft, I mean, we did talk about that a little bit on the last episode. Zion's obviously going number one. Pelicans aren't touching that. Grizzlies, I think, stay at
two. What do you draft for? What do you want the Bulls to draft? What position?
Cam Reddish. I would rather see them sign a veteran point guard than anything. I don't want them to draft a point guard because I think that Dunn will probably beat him out. For this year, they'll try and give that whoever it is, Kobe White, whoever it could be, they'll Garland. Give that guy, yeah, Garland, they'll give him all the leash they can, but Dunn will beat him out because Dunn's fighting for his NBA life. But if they acquire a veteran point guard and keep Dunn on the roster, then that's fine. Then I think they'll be, whoever it is, will probably be Dunn out. But for the Bulls to draft. I have no idea, actually. I mean, point guard is their most glaring weakness right now.
Yeah, and they could just get Lonzo Ball.
Yeah.
That's true.
And then who's going to score the ball? Who's going to score the ball on the team?
Like,
wasn't it part of the three-way trade?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, why do you like Zach Levine so much?
Tim doesn't understand why I like Zach Levine, because I think he plays really hard and he's awesome.
He plays hard.
I forgot to add.
I think he's 24. He averaged 23 points a game last year. Like, what's there not to like about him? It's pretty awesome. So, at least that's how I see it.
Let's move on.
Are there any decent small forwards?
That's the thing, they got out of Porter, so it's kind of...
Yeah, but you could always use a good bench three also.
I'd rather take a big, if that's the case. I'd rather take another big to back up Wendell Carter. Screw it.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you look at Markkanen and Carter. Carter already has feet problems. Markkanen's been injured both years in his NBA career. I'd take another big. Screw it. With a sim pick. You know, I think this draft is loaded with like small forwards and tweeners. After Barrett at the third pick, it's a weird draft. And then you have a couple point guards. So
tween draft.
Admiral Schofield.
Oh, Admiral Schofield. He's from Illinois, I think. All right, you guys want to finish up? Final thoughts?
Yeah.
100th episode, everybody. We made it.
We made it.
We made it. The zeros. The 2000. What's the best song of the year 2000, Garnick?
Thong Blue. Song.
Was it Blue? The Thong Song? It probably was a Thong Song.
Thong Song was 99. Duh.
We forgot to do that in 99. Yeah,
best song in 99,000. Back that ass up.
It says it
in the song. Thanks.
Hey. All right, who's got a final thought? Anybody? Who's got something?
You want me to go? Who's anybody got one?
Good, like,
go ahead. Go first.
100th episode. Feeling like champions. Thank you, Toronto Raptors. Thank you, Kawhi. Thank you, all the doubters. Thank you, all the haters. Thank you, all the educators. Thank you, Fred Berry's wife. I'm just happy Kawhi got one. It proves that you can move one person and make a huge difference in the NBA. So that's why all of these crazy trades and deals that we speculate on all the time are meaningful in some sort of way, because some craziness can happen where a random team wins a championship in a year. And it usually doesn't happen because... We had the Cavs, we had the Heat, we had the Golden State Warriors, and there's always dynasty areas, but there's always years where it's like the Pistons or the Dallas Mavericks.
Yeah.
Not outliers.
Yeah, and all of those are always nice to see, just because, I don't want to say it's an end of an era, but I kind of feel like they're going to reboot themselves in Warriors, and now it starts over, and it's fun to watch.
Warriors are definitely in the tail end of their dynasty years. You know, they may have another ship or two even, but, you know.
Yeah.
They're, like, going down from the prime era.
And then you have to face Kawhi every freaking year, and we don't stop, especially in L.A. Right, Garnick?
Golden State and the Clippers would be an awesome, like, series every year. That'd be pretty cool. Especially if the Clippers, you know. Get another guy, too, to go along with him. Get some Kemba or something like that. That'd be awesome.
Nah, just Kawhi. You don't need anyone else.
Yeah, you do, man. They need somebody else.
This guy thinks you need someone other than Kawhi. Best.
They already have Lou Williams.
Kawhi teaches you how to ball. Oh, you want to be the best player?
All they need is Lou Williams.
Yeah.
You want to be the best player you'll ever be in your whole life? Here, I'll teach you.
All right, who's got something else?
I got it.
Go ahead, man.
Two-parter. Please be a two-parter.
No, it's not a two-parter. No. Just want to say the U.S. Women's National Team beat Thailand 13-0.
Oh.
And apparently a couple of former Canadian soccer players had a problem with that. And
I mean, they were celebrating pretty bogusly, though.
Man, that's the World Cup. That's 13-0.
They were doing, like, worm on the field.
Man, who cares, man?
Scotty Duhati worms?
Yeah, Scotty Duhati worms.
Did they?
Yeah.
Who cares? Like, did anybody forget about Germany trouncing Brazil 7-0 in their home country?
Ooh, making them cry.
Yep. Yeah, get out of here.
Dang, they made them cry?
It's the World Cup.
E40 in the back here.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. Okay.
Nah, man. Can't be apologetic. That you earned the spot to go to the World Cup final. You're going to face the best team in the world, and the U.S. is the best team in the world.
They said they wanted to make a statement as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Okay.
Where's Canada? Yeah, at home.
Other than I'm on my period.
You guys got anything?
I got something.
Good.
2019 free agency is going to be bonkers.
Yep, we'll be covering here.
So many question marks. I'm pretty excited because, you know.
Marathon?
The Warriors might be done. Or they might not be. Who knows? That's the exciting part.
Yep.
Are we going to do a 24-hour pod?
Jimmy Butler.
24-hour pod.
Only if it's from a Turkish bathhouse.
No.
Well, I'm in.
Can't go to Turkey. I'm not allowed. Riley, you got anything?
Not really. Just wanted to say, man, like, what a season, dude.
Yeah, this is a great, great season.
Basketball is officially over. And, you know, now starts the off season. But all of us probably will, for the most part, basketball is just going to be something that we see a headline on our phone or whatever. We're not going to have any games to watch for a little while.
What, your league?
And,
dude, Summer League is starting in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, need that.
Jeez.
Yep, Summer League. Let's go.
Yeah. So, man, basketball, so great. Love it. October through April, dude, that's like the only time that I'm like, how do any happy. It seems like it, dude.
I have seasonal depression.
Yeah, man.
The summer months are tough.
Like, I'm so active, like, oh, always talking basketball from October to April, and then like after that, I'm just like quiet. Don't like don't have anything to say because I have no basketball to talk about. But yeah, it's a good season, man. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Right. Pretty crazy. The Raptors, man. Golden State didn't win this year.
Yep. Congratulations to the Raptors, man.
I had just multiple people just talking to me at work. Just like, oh, who's gonna win? Like, who's gonna win? And you could tell that like they don't watch basketball. And like one of them comes up to me and is like, oh man, what's wrong with Kevin Durant? Is his a Chile's? Is this a Chile's?
Oh wow!
So yeah, man. Man, the Raptors, they finally did it. This is what it looks like when it's not Golden State.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while.
No Golden State? Yeah. What?
Finally, people don't... it's just going to be Golden State again. Like, that's all I hear for like the past couple of years.
What if I told you one player beat LeBron, KD, Steph Curry?
Don't say KD.
The best player.
Joel Embiid.
All time. Coming on.
Yo.
Giannis.
My final thought.
St. Louis. Let's go to the Blues.
I hate the Blues.
Let's go Bruins.
Bruins lost, so they're all done. It's okay, my final thought has to do with Kevin Durant. And people were saying he should not have played. He absolutely should have played. I'm very glad. I don't want to get into a discussion about this, but
that's cool.
He absolutely should have played for the main reason, and the what is to blame for his injury is sports, period. Is that the pressure that came with him wanting to play for his team? His team's down 3-1. He's cleared by doctors, and you know he was cleared by multiple doctors.
I cleared him,
and V cleared him, and. Well, he wanted to give it a go for his team. He wanted to go hard. But he wanted to go hard for his team. And then everyone else is... I've heard multiple people, Jalen Rose and Charles Barkley blaming the Warriors, that this shouldn't happen to Kevin Durant. Yeah, it happened, but that's the price you pay. That's you get the opportunity. You get the opportunity to play a sport that you love for your livelihood. You get paid millions of dollars a year, and that's the cost, is that there is an opportunity for major injury. And that's just how sports are. Everyone, and there's no one else to blame.
In hindsight, everyone is an absolute genius in hindsight.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jalen Rose, for that epic
gun. Yeah. Jalen Rose said some shit about, oh, you got your pound of flesh or some bullshit. Dude, shut up. Like, that's garbage.
I pay you millions of dollars.
It's not even about getting paid millions of dollars. It's about the opportunity that sports allow someone like Kevin Durant to do. And that's just the kind of the price of it. So, I mean, that shit happens, you know. That's all I got.
Oh, right. Yeah, and the Bruins. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Bruins won.
Let's go, Bruins!
You could suck one, Bruins.
Bruins.
Bruins
suck.
Boston Bruins, right?
There you go. Yeah, man. Thank you for joining Contested Layups tonight. Thank you for joining us tonight on Contested Layups. Remember, you can find us on Instagram, Google Play, iTunes, and Facebook.
Don't forget to check us out on YouTube by searching Contested Layups episodes, full episodes, and more. Okay, see all day. Let's go.
There it is. Kawhi. Thank you.
Kawhi.
100th episode is in the books. Thanks, guys, for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Not cool, man. Not cool.
Have a good night.